Hello.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I was returning a request a callback from customer support.
I'm calling in regards to a charge that is on my checking pending for your associate company. I don't even know what you are. What's the name of your company?
Well, I work for a third-party call center. I service quite a few different online vendors. I could search for any charges or any orders for you. Could I have your name?
Well, it would have been under Michael Jones, Jones.
Okay, let's see.
Because my husband said he didn't buy or do anything, and it's on my account, and it's got to come off. Because he said he didn't use the only thing he used the card for was at Kroger's yesterday. That was it.
Said last name Jones, right?
Yeah, Jones, Michael R.
I don't show, well, let me go a little further back.
Yeah, it was for $39.85.
39.85.
Yeah. And I don't know what company the bank told me, but I couldn't really understand her. On my checking, it's saying advanced something, medical something. I don't know, something like that.
Okay. Besides Mr. Michael, is there any other first name I could look for?
No, it's only his card, not mine.
Okay. Let's see what else we could do.
Because, like I said, I'm not sure what the name of the company is.
All right.
If I heard it, I would know it. Because the bank told me, and I didn't get a chance to write it down. It was a weird name. I don't know.
I have ran the last name of Jones through, well, every system, and I still am not finding a Mr. Michael. So y'all haven't recently placed any order.
No, I don't even know what company it is. What companies do you go, what which ones do you go through? You said there's three different places.
Well, actually, quite a few more than that, but I have items like dietary products, supplements, mail, supplements like enhancements. We have fitness items such as like fitness tracker watches, maybe some earbuds, but I really wouldn't know what could be charging until I could find it.
Yeah, because it's got to come off of there. Because he said he didn't use it for anything like that.
Have y'all received any weird, like an email confirmation lately?
For
You
what?
know? Well, anything that I could, just
I don't
wondering,
know.
so I could try to like run the email address maybe and see if we could pull
Okay,
it.
yeah, I'll give you his email. It's all lowercase. Okay, you ready? It's TIGER underscore ONE underscore TWO at yahoo.com.
No results with that. Let's see. Well, so
He's looking through his emails, but he said nothing yet. He don't see anything.
okay, so we'll rule out an order number. Really, about the only other way I would have to search for, you know, charges, I could look with the card's last four numbers, see if it'll pull any billings.
Okay. last four is
7155.
Okay, so that's not here. You'll be here. Oh, the email. It was tiger_1_2. That email. Yeah, that I do thank you for sharing all that, ma'am. Well, with the card number, and I do show with that email here as well.
Okay.
I do pull up for Mr. Jones. The 3985.
Right.
What that is for would be our meal balance. It's a meal plan.
He never ordered that. He never ordered that.
Okay. This
I need
may
that
have,
to come off.
Got you. So this may have done. Does he normally complete like online surveys?
No.
Or maybe I don't know what type of device you have, maybe like the Google Play Store, downloaded any fitness apps lately? Or dietary?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I'm looking through my emails and I'm not getting nothing.
Okay.
Yes, I have no idea what this is, neither does he, so.
And this was, let's see.
Said it was done yesterday. That's what the bank told me.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. It was done yesterday, the 3985. Has it fully posted or is it still in the pending?
No, it's pending, so I need it to come off.
Okay. All right. And let me just check real quick, ma'am, before we get anything processed, because your bank did alert you about the charge. I just need to make sure. Is there any current investigation or dispute open on the charge?
Not yet, no. The bank gave me the number to call you first before
okay.
I did anything like that. So.
Yeah, because I'm in with
wonderful. That. Okay.
Good.
All right, ma'am. I do thank you for your patience. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. So what I was able to do is go ahead and reverse the 3985 for you.
Okay.
You said it's already fully posted, right?
No, it's pending. So if you reverse it now to just come back, it hasn't gone through yet.
Perfect. Yes, ma'am. It should process then as a void. You're right. Meaning it should just never fully withdraw from your account.
Right.
I will let you know just in case. It does happen to fully withdraw. I would say 3 to 5 business days. But do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah, I got something to write on.
All right. I'm going to give you your transaction ID number just in case you do have any questions or concerns.
Okay, transaction ID. Okay.
All right. That is 6289.
Uh-huh.
6472.
Uh-huh.
6-4.
Okay. And if there's another problem, I just call this number back?
Yes, ma'am. We'll be happy to take a look. I see absolutely no problem here. It Looks like you'll have that refund shortly.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.